97.7 ACKFM, True Island Radio, and it's a Wednesday. It's hump day. We're kind of pushing through that middle part of the week, getting ready for the weekend. And I can't think of two better guys to have in for the weekend early, getting us ready for it. Zach and Matt from Hatches. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing good, Doug, man. It's good to be here.
What about you, Zach? How you
feeling? Doing great, Doug. Thanks for having us.
Now, and yesterday, officially at 11.06 p.m. last night, beginning of spring. So we've got that going for
us. Was it really?
Yeah, I know. It kind of snuck up on me.
I had no idea.
And I know it kind of, spring doesn't typically take effect for a little bit here, but just knowing that we're almost there, or we are technically here, but the weather is coming, it's got me excited.
You know, the time change always does it for me. I'm just thrilled that the sun's out past 5 o'clock. What is it, like 6:30?
It's like almost 7 now.
Yeah,
I love that. And, you know, I can deal with it being dark when I get up, but I like it being light just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
It makes for a huge change.
Oh, it's great. I'm still kind of adjusting in the mornings to that extra hour.
You'll get used to it. Trust me, from a guy that gets up the crack of dawn every day. But you guys have some big things going on over at Hatches, and you guys brought some gifts that I'm staring at that are very exciting. What do you guys want to go over first? You guys got some new bourbon barrels. Why don't you go into detail? What does that mean exactly for us here on the island?
So we worked with two different bourbon producers.
Okay.
One of which is Old Forester. Old Forester is one of the oldest, most well-known bourbon producers in the country.
Okay.
It's been around since 1870. This one has a oaky, creamy, buttery nose with a hint of vanilla at the end.
Okay.
It is a single barrel uncut, so it does have a little heat. It's probably best enjoyed with it over the rocks, with a splash of water, and definitely great in a cocktail.
So does the water help dilute it a little bit to make it?
Yeah, it cuts back the alcohol a little bit.
Because you said this one actually is a little bit higher octane, right?
Yes.
This one is, what is it? It's 64.9% and 129.8 proof.
Okay.
So you're definitely going to want, you know, an ice cube over the rocks, maybe a splash of water.
Okay.
Or again, it's fantastic in a cocktail.
All right. That's good to know. Now, you got another one over here from Cleveland Underground, and this one is 48.5% alcohol by volume and 97 proof. So obviously, there's a difference, but you said this one is, what would be the best way to drink something like this?
So you can drink this one on the rocks as well, but it's delicious, just neat. And what's cool about the Cleveland Underground whiskey is that we blended the actual product in the store.
Now, that's really cool because you guys actually have a say in the outcome now. Then, right?
Yeah, we had the final say in what the product was going to taste like.
So did you do a lot of experimenting with this? Like, did you just try a bunch of different things, or did you kind of have a game plan of what you were trying to achieve?
The master blender from Cleveland Underground actually came into the store.
Okay.
And he tasted us on all the different types of woods that they use with making their whiskeys, and we chose the final product.
Yeah. Well, it's probably good because he probably is an expert in that field and kind of helps guide you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And these are all available now in store, right?
On the shelf.
Yep.
And I just think that's really cool. It's got the Nantucket touch to it.
Yeah, and we've got the original barrel on display in
store
that the Cleveland Underground was in.
All right. Well, that's a perfect lead into the new renovations and look of Hatches. I was in there just maybe late last week. I stopped in, and it's very bright. It's very organized really well. It's just so different than the way it used to look, especially when I first moved here. Before you started doing any renovations, it's totally, completely different. So what have you guys got going on there with the renovations?
We have new floors.
Okay.
We got new shelving.
Right.
And the entire store is painted.
Yeah. So that's why it's so bright.
A lot of the eye test, right?
Right.
You know, new paint, new floors, new shelving, new lighting.
It makes it easy to find everything, right?
Yeah, exactly. We opened it up a little bit too, so we think it's easier to navigate, in and out and to find the products easier.
Well, it's definitely opened up a lot where you can move around real easily, and it makes everything easy to find. And if someone can find it, you guys obviously be there to help out. So,
of course, yeah. It has been really funny to see people's reactions walking into
the
store
now,
and they weren't expecting it.
They're like, wait, is this Hatches? Yeah, no, that's kind of how my reaction was. And you probably just see it all the time, though.
Yeah, just double takes, yeah. Walking in the door. They look outside and look back.
Am I in the right place? Right. The new look, obviously very exciting, leading into, we're getting closer to spring and all that stuff. But you guys also are working on a new tequila blend, right?
Yeah, a couple different kinds. Well, we have a Blanco coming out as well as an Añejo.
Okay.
Both are made through Dobel, which is a pretty well-known tequila maker. And that should be in stores in the next couple weeks. We're shooting by mid-April.
Perfect. It'll be ready to go by Cinco de Mayo. Oh, so we'll,
there you go.
The margaritas will be flowing by then.
And this will be great because maybe the next time you guys come in, it'll be ready and we can kind of really go into more detail about that. So you guys are really getting your hands kind of wet with this stuff. And, you know, I love the idea of you guys really adding that Nantucket touch to it. You know, that's a really cool thing. I mean, people should definitely stop out. I'm looking at the bottles. They look amazing. What is your Instagram feed?
It's @hatches, @ackhatches. Yep.
But no, you guys always have some cool stuff to talk about. And we're very excited as we're getting, now that we're technically into spring. I can't wait to hear about the tequila blend and more to come from you guys. Anything else you guys want to touch base on?
You know, we're just really excited to be getting going in spring here.
Yeah.
And to get into the season because, you know, Hatches is brand new and we're just excited to, you know, be part of the community. Yeah. And when it gets busy.
Totally agree. I mean, I think everyone's ready, right?
Definitely. It's been a long winter.
It always is,
but we're on that hump and we're almost over it. And some exciting things happening in Hatches. I definitely recommend you guys to stop out and check out these new bourbons, the old Forester and then the Cleveland Underground that they had help in making and just for us here on Nantucket. So it's always a pleasure you guys coming in and appreciate you bringing these in. I'm excited.
And, yeah, you know, the single barrel series is it's a Nantucket first for, okay, I think, any retail store. So we're really excited about it and we're excited about the tequila. And as always, if anyone's ever looking for something special, something you can't find in the store, please feel free to ask for Matt, ask for myself, Zach, or anyone, Robin, Bree, leave a note and we will find it for you and get in the store.
Very cool, guys. And go check out that barrel too, right?
Yeah, it's right in the store.
Yep.
All right, guys. Zach and Matt, always appreciate you coming in and we'll stop out at Hatches real soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, awesome. Doug. You're
Thanks,
the best.
Doug.